Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, major legal developments for Donald Trump. A New York appeals court throws the former president a lifeline, reducing his bond by nearly $300 million.
We appreciate and respect the appellate division very much.
Plus, the date is now set for the first ever criminal trial of a former president. When could jury selection begin?
We did nothing wrong.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We'll get to those big legal decisions for former President Donald Trump in just a moment. But we want to begin tonight with some breaking news. The Department of Homeland Security raided multiple homes of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs this afternoon. U.S. officials tell CBS News that the raids in Los Angeles and Miami Beach are part of a possible ongoing sex trafficking investigation. The 54-year-old founder of Bad Boy Records has been accused of sexual misconduct, including rape and assault by several women since November. CBS's Carter Evans has the developing details.
Heavily armed federal agents raided hip-hop mogul Sean Holmes's homes in Miami and Beverly Hills today. Agents could be seen pulling people from the homes and questioning some in handcuffs. It was unclear if Combs was there.
Federal agents would execute search warrants simultaneously to make sure that they don't want anybody in Los Angeles calling people in Miami and vice versa to say the feds are here.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the raid by the Department of Homeland Security is part of an ongoing investigation.
What we see here in the Department of Homeland Security leading a raid is that there may be some allegations that they're looking into of sex trafficking.
Last November, the three-time Grammy winner was sued by his former girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, who gave graphic details in her civil suit against Combs, claiming he subjected her to violence and sexual abuse during her near-decade-long relationship with him. Ventura reached a settlement with Combs, and he is denied wrongdoing. Combs has been accused of sexual assault in at least four other cases, including a lawsuit by his former producer, Rodney Jones, who worked with Combs on his latest Love album. Jones claims that for more than a year, Combs sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him while working on the project. Combs' attorney called the lawsuit pure fiction and Jones a liar. Now, the Department of Homeland Security released a statement confirming the raids in both cities, but they did not explain the reason behind the law enforcement action and said they would release more information as it becomes available. Combs has denied any wrongdoing. Nora?
A developing story. Carter Evans, thank you. It was a wild day of legal rulings for Donald Trump, and it unfolded as the former president sat in a New York City courtroom. An appeals court lowered the amount of a bond in his civil fraud judgment from nearly $500 million to $175 million. The payment originally due today, now that deadline pushed by 10 days. In that hush money criminal trial, the judge set a trial date for April 15th. CBS's Robert Costa is outside Trump Tower in Manhattan.
It was a last-minute lifeline for Donald Trump. Near a deadline to secure a near $500 million bond, the five-judge panel gave the former president 10 additional days to come up with the money by Thursday, April 4th, and lowered the amount to $175 million.
It will be my honor to post, and we'll post whatever is necessary.
We asked Trump about how he plans to pay the new amount.
Can you give us a little bit more detail about the timing of when you plan to secure the bond?
Well, as I say, I have a lot of cash, but I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected.
Trump's lawyers had argued securing the more than $460 million bond was a practical impossibility and said that more than 30 insurance companies had rejected him. New York Attorney General Letitia James was preparing to collect if Trump couldn't pay and to possibly seize some of his high-profile properties, which Trump called his babies on social media.
It's a wonderful break for him. I think they're overjoyed at receiving this decision.
Today, James said the new lower bond figure doesn't affect the case, noting that Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his staggering fraud and that the judgment against him and his co-defenders still stands.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago.
Amid news of the bond decision going public, Trump was in a Manhattan courtroom, learning that the criminal trial involving hush money payments to former adult film star Stormy Daniels would begin the middle of next month. Trump's lawyers argued the case should be delayed or dismissed, saying thousands of documents were improperly introduced this month. That was rejected by Judge Juan Merchan, who said you are literally accusing the Manhattan DA's office of prosecutorial misconduct and trying to make me complicit in it, and you don't have a single case to cite. Trump would be the first former president to ever face a criminal trial.
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
Former President Trump vowed to appeal the start of his criminal trial, but the judge told Trump's lawyers today, we'll see you on April 15th. This trial could pull the candidate off the campaign trail for 6 weeks. Nora.
Robert Costa, thank you. Tonight, millions of Americans in at least 15 states are in the path of a dangerous spring storm. Parts of South Dakota were hit with a blizzard today, while areas in Minnesota are digging out from more than a foot of snow on Sunday. This same storm is also threatening the South with severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes. A tornado watch is in effect from Texas to Arkansas. A few large twisters are possible along the I-20 corridor for the next several hours, as well as damaging winds and flash flooding. Tonight, there's a growing rift between the U.S. and Israel after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied a personal request from the President of the United States. The Israeli leader stopped some of his closest aides from visiting Washington, D.C. for talks over the country's planned invasion of Rafah. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports tonight on the fallout.
Tonight, fresh strains in President Biden's relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli leader calling off a trip by two of his closest aides to Washington after the U.S. allowed a ceasefire resolution to pass at the United Nations, one that he said would hurt his military campaign. The resolution called for an end to the fighting, but didn't tie it to the release of hostages held by Hamas.
Oh, it's disappointing.
But U.S. officials insisted there's no shift in policy.
We've been very clear, we've been very consistent in our support for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. That's how the hostage deal is structured, and the resolution acknowledges the ongoing talks.
The meetings with Israeli officials were set to begin Wednesday and personally requested by the president as concerns grow over civilian casualties and possible famine in Gaza. American officials were set to present potential alternatives to a full-scale invasion of the crowded city of Rafah, which Netanyahu has argued must go forward to root out Hamas.
Any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go.
Separate meetings between administration officials and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, a political rival of Netanyahu, went forward as scheduled today as Israeli offensives inside at least two Gaza hospitals continued overnight. As for the fate of hostages, the latest round of talks this weekend ended with no resolution, as Israel and Hamas still can't agree on how many Palestinian prisoners in Israeli custody would be swapped for the roughly 130 hostages still being held. Nora.
Ed O'Keefe at the White House, thank you. Russian leader Vladimir Putin tried again today to pin Friday's terror attack on Ukraine, offering no evidence of its involvement. Nearly 140 people were killed and more than 100 wounded when gunmen stormed a concert hall in Moscow. CBS's Deborah Pata has details on the suspects and the ISIS group claiming responsibility for the attack.
Blindfolded, bruised and beaten, the terror suspects were quickly brought to court following a speedy arrest after the Friday night massacre when four gunmen stormed the Krokwa City Hall near Moscow, a popular concert venue, and methodically began shooting at the crowd before setting the place ablaze. Social media videos show the assailants moving with deadly intent through the complex as they gunned down people, leaving a trail of body bags. Speaking today, Russian President Vladimir Putin once again ignored the glaring failure of his security forces to prevent the attack, despite a U.S. warning a few weeks earlier that ISIS was planning to strike. Instead, he intimated the Islamic militants had been working for Ukraine. Who stands to benefit, Putin said. It can only be those fighting at the hands of the neo-Nazi Kyiv regime. It's a charge Ukraine flatly denies and which the U.S. has categorically repudiated.
No one's really surprised.
Security expert Jeff Horn says ISIS has been fixated with attacking Russia for years, in part as payback for Putin's military campaigns against the group in Syria and through Wagner mercenaries in Africa.
Vladimir Putin claimed to have defeated ISIS as far back as 2017. Why now ISIS attacking?
Russia's a soft target. There's plenty of weapons that can be easily acquired. Security is very bad. Intelligence is very bad. And also, it brings a lot of attention to the Islamic State.
And now, Horn says, ISIS is making a comeback in Central Asia. Deborah Pata, CBS News.
A major shakeup tonight at Boeing after a string of scary incidents involving the aircraft. The company's CEO announcing today he will step down. And he's not the only leader leaving the aerospace giant. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has been asking the tough questions of federal regulators about safety. And he tells us how one airline is facing restrictions that could impact your summer travel.
Tonight, Boeing on the hunt for a new CEO. Facing mounting scrutiny following a door panel blowing out mid-flight on a recently delivered 737 MAX in January, CEO Dave Calhoun will now depart by year's end. Stan Deal, head of Boeing's commercial airplanes division, is out effective immediately. And a new chairman, Steve Mollenkopf, a former Qualcomm CEO.
We will get ahead of it.
Calhoun says he'll focus on fixing Boeing's production problems before leaving.
We have another mountain to climb. Let's not avoid what happened with Alaska Air. Let's not avoid the call for action. Let's not avoid the changes that we have to make in our factory. Let's not avoid the need to slow down a bit and let the supply chain catch up. We got to get at that, just like we got at the rest. And we will get through that.
Quality control issues were the focus of a recent FAA audit. Of its 89 sections, Boeing failed 33. The company will be meeting with regulators this week about a series of improvement plans. And now the FAA is also increasing oversight of United Airlines after a number of concerning incidents over the last month. The regulator will review company procedures to see if the carrier is effectively managing safety.
Do you think this is happening because of what we've seen play out at Boeing this year?
I think the FAA is feeling a lot of pressure from Washington, D.C., politicians, as well as the public. The sure. FAA may be acting in an overly cautious way, but if they feel this is the prudent decision to make, then so be it.
Any FAA action likely comes as a result of the findings of that review. United says it welcomes the scrutiny and safety is its highest priority, Nora.
Chris, this is such a big story. I'm sure viewers want to know, how will this impact summer travel?
Well, the timing of when this review is complete means any action the FAA takes could come right as summer travel is ramping up. We understand that they are considering possibly pausing United's ability to add new aircraft or new routes. Nora?
Chris Van Cleve, thanks for that. Now to the illegal gambling scandal that has rocked Major League Baseball. The game's biggest star, Shohei Ohtani, addressed the media for the first time since the L.A. Dodgers fired his longtime interpreter over allegations that he stole millions of dollars from Ohtani's account to pay off a California bookmaker. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi is outside Dodger Stadium in L.A.
Tonight, Shohei Ohtani speaking for the first time.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports.
Ohtani read from a prepared statement with a new interpreter, his version of how millions of dollars apparently disappeared from his bank account and may have been used to pay for illegal gambling debts, allegedly incurred by his longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara.
Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies. I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
He did not take questions.
This is real life stuff we're talking about here. These are criminal investigations. There's a Major League Baseball investigation. There is a, you know, this is a serious, serious story right now.
Ohtani and Mizuhara were constantly side by side at press conferences and in the dugout,
the Dodgers,
including last week when the Dodgers played in Seoul, Korea, just before news of the betting scandal broke. Mizuhara originally said Ohtani lent him the money to pay off his gambling debts, then said Ohtani was completely in the dark about it. Ohtani's attorneys later said the money was stolen from his bank account. The Dodgers immediately fired Mizuhara, and now there are holes in the interpreter's resume, including graduating from UC Riverside. The school says he never attended. And there are media reports that he interpreted for a Boston Red Sox player. The team says they never employed him in any capacity.
3-2 to Ohtani.
But what has the sports world holding his breath is whether Ohtani will be tainted from this scandal.
So you have Shohei Ohtani, an international superstar, the greatest player on the planet maybe to ever play. You know, he just signed a $700 million contract, and all of a sudden it's all thrown into jeopardy.
Ohtani was unequivocal, but many questions still remain. No criminal charges have yet been brought, but federal authorities and Major League Baseball are investigating. This is hardly the end of the story. Nora?
I think you're right, Adam Yamaguchi. Thank you. Two brothers are attacked in the first fatal mountain lion incident in California in more than two decades. The story next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tonight, wildlife officials in California are investigating an extremely rare mountain lion attack on Saturday that left one of two brothers dead and the other severely injured as they were out searching for deer antlers. The incident, which took place about 50 miles east of Sacramento, is the first fatal attack in the state in more than 20 years. CBS's Elise Preston has the terrifying details.
They're requesting code 3 for a possible mountain lion attack. Our peace brother was being pinned down and the lion had a hold of his neck.
A chilling call for help. Two brothers mauled by a mountain lion while hunting for shed antlers.
During the assault, the brothers, 18-year-old Wyatt Brooks and 21-year-old Taylan Brooks, were separated.
The younger Brooks was still able to dial 911.
He was also bit in the face and the victim is in an unknown location at this point.
The older brother died at the scene. Wyatt underwent multiple surgeries. In a statement, the family described the pair as close as two brothers could be. A professional trapper later euthanized the 90-pound wildcat.
It's a very rare thing to happen, at least in El Dorado County.
It's been 20 years since California saw a deadly mountain lion attack. Eight people have survived violent encounters over the last decade.
These are footprints. I've never seen one, but doesn't mean they're not there watching you.
Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A fire possibly sparked by lightning forced Carnival to cancel two spring break cruises that were scheduled for this week. An exhaust funnel at the tail of the Carnival Freedom went up in flames on Saturday during a thunderstorm in the Caribbean. Look at that. No one was hurt. The ship had a fire in the same place 2 years ago. An American figure skater pulls off an incredible feat. We'll show you his spectacular performance. A Virginia teenager put on a figure skating display for the ages, earning his first world championship.
He's setting it up. Yes! That was a huge one.
Ilya Malinin nailed 6 quadruple jumps on Saturday night, receiving the highest long program score ever. The 19-year-old has ice skating in his blood. He's the son of 2 Olympians from Uzbekistan. Nearly $2 billion in lottery money is up for grabs over the next 2 nights. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to $800 million, and tomorrow night's Mega Millions grand prize now tops $1.1 billion. Heart of America is next, with a California man recognized for his heroism on this National Medal of Honor Day.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today is National Medal of Honor Day, when we recognize brave Americans who have earned the highest military award. And for tonight's Heart of America, we want to introduce you to Brandon Say. Say received one of 6 Citizen Honors Awards chosen by the 63 living Medal of Honor recipients for displaying valor and values, courage, sacrifice, and patriotism. The 27-year-old wrestled a gun away from a mass shooter at his family's California dance studio during Lunar New Year celebrations last year. We met Say today at Arlington National Cemetery, where he participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Afghanistan veteran and Medal of Honor recipient Master Sergeant Earl Plumley tells us what the Citizen Honors Award means.
You don't have to have a uniform to serve the country. And I like that we come in and recognize normal citizens that were put in abnormal situations and really showed what being a great citizen looks like.
Well said. And we asked Say what his message is to his fellow Americans.
All the heroes you see today, the everyday heroes, they're ones like you, you know, ordinary people striving for extraordinary things.
Brandon Say and America's Medal of Honor recipients are tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.